Welcome to the Happiness Podcast. I'm Dr. Robert Puff. In this podcast, we're going to talk about burnout and how we can find our happiness if we are burnt out. I'm doing this podcast because of an email I got from Christy, who lives in New Mexico. She writes, "Dear Dr. Puff, I started listening to your podcast a couple years ago, and you really helped me put some needed balance and happiness in my life. For that, I want to say thank you. I stopped listening to the podcast about a year ago and just recently started listening again. During my time away, my life has gotten way out of balance and I have become quite unhappy with the way things are going. I was recently listening to your podcast 34 and you say that a sure way to burn out is to give of yourself when you're running on empty. That's where I'm at. I'm on burnout, exhausted, unmotivated. The list goes on. So I'm sending this message to suggest a possible topic for a future podcast. That would be how to recover from burnout and find happiness again. I'm enjoying your podcast. It really helps me put things in perspective. Thank you. Sincerely, Christy." So burnout. What do we do when we're burnt out? It's not as uncommon as you may think. A lot of us in the course of our lives get burnout, which is why I've indirectly addressed it many times in different podcasts. But I want to take this podcast and really go through the different aspects of burnout. How do we avoid it? And if we are burnout, how do we get back into shape, into happiness shape? The first thing that can be really helpful is when we're burnout is to understand what happens when we get burnout. I like to compare happiness to being in physical shape. We can be in the best physical shape possible, perhaps a triathlete, being able to run 26 miles, swim 2 miles, and ride a bike for 50 miles. And do that in great speed, but if we become lethargic, if we stop working out, we're going to get out of shape. And it's really the same thing with happiness. The things that I talk about in this podcast are things we have to do every day. Any of us can get out of shape. Any of us can get burnt out if we're not careful. I want to share a real poignant story that happened to me many years ago when I was working on my PhD. There was a man in the program that was really what I would consider a very wise person. One of the wisest I'd ever met. The first time I heard him speak, I was just very impressed with the wisdom he shared. It wasn't that he was just sharing knowledge, he was actually sharing wisdom, and it was deep wisdom. Again, he had been one of the wisest people up to that point I had met. I mean, I heard him speak many times in person, and I was very impressed with what he presented, how he presented it, and again, just overall his life. It seemed like it was a good life, and he was really impacting people in very healthy ways. And I don't believe it was a facade. I really think he was doing good things to impact people. He had written a book that was very wise, that had a lot of wisdom in it. I knew people that personally knew him, been to his house, and spent a lot of time with him. I never heard anything negative about him at all. I mean, because he was successful, he did work a lot. But outside of that, his family seemed to be intact. He seemed to be overall doing well. Then towards the end of my doctoral program, he had something happen to him where he got in a lot of trouble. He got in trouble with his family, he got in trouble with the profession, he got in trouble with the school, and everything about him just ended. And I don't want to go into detail about what it was, but it was a great lesson for me, believe it or not. Because like I said, I didn't know him. I personally had conversations with him, and I knew this was a great man with a lot of wisdom. And something had happened along the way to make his life completely fall apart. Like he had been a super athlete and now he was a couch potato. And I realized that I needed to be careful that any of us can fall and make choices that have really long-term effects to them that aren't positive. So at that point, I was really determined to say, no matter what I do, I'm going to make sure that I'm taking care of myself, because I didn't feel I was any wiser than this man. And I had to be careful not to make similar choices. I mean, it's not that bad things don't happen to us. Of course they do along the way things happen. But his were quite bad. I mean, were really affected his career permanently. I actually don't know what happened to him. I never heard from him. Again, I never heard what happened to him. But I knew he couldn't practice anymore. I knew he couldn't teach anymore. What I knew was his life basically ended for what he had been doing. And his wisdom that he shared ended at that point. He's never written any more books. He's never done anything. I actually don't know what happened to him, but I know his life ended. And so I learned at that point that I needed to be careful. I think we all do. We can all become victim to burnout It doesn't have to be as drastic as his, but it is an important lesson. We aren't exempt from things going awry. I think there's a propensity for all of us when things are going really well to relax and say, well, I'm doing well. What does it matter what I do? I'm going to do what I feel like. That's where we can get caught. It's like we can all fall, and realizing that helps us to be careful not to fall, not to make choices that lead down a path of self-destruct or burnout. Admitting that, knowing that, being aware of that, holding that dear will keep us in happiness shape. Once we think it doesn't matter what we do, it doesn't matter that we keep doing these positive things, these healthy things, living in the present moment, spending time in nature, and all the things that we do to be happy, if we stop doing them, we're going to get out of shape, out of happiness shape. And so that's an important lesson for all of us to learn. Any of us, no matter how far along we are, the Dalai Lama, whoever it is, can get out of shape. We all know in history of people that seem to be doing really well, and then everything crashed around them. Now, here's a second lesson. Sometimes life throws us really hard things. You know, a death of a loved one, a relationship ending, a career that goes awry. Things happen in life, you know, and we don't mean for them to, but they do. Here's a really important lesson to avoid burnout. When life gets harder, we don't dig in harder and just hang in there. What we do is we make more time for ourselves. It's like now we need to really do things that are proactively keeping us healthy, spending even more time in nature, quieting, being still, being present even more. We don't do them less when times are tough. We do them more. I mean, we may say, wow, I need to take a lot of vacations right now because I just need time for myself. We may say, wow, that project that I've been working on is going to be put on hold because I need time for myself to be healthy, to get myself in a good place again. And we have a tendency when times are tough, like I said, to do the opposite. So what we got to do when time throws us those tough times, that we make sure we have more time for ourselves. They're much like injuries. We do get injuries in life. We do. And then when we do, we take time to heal it. And that takes time, more time than we may allocate to be overall healthy, because we have to recover. We have to take care of ourselves. This is one of the lessons I've learned, that when times are tough, I take more time for myself. I may stop doing projects. I may put everything on hold. I may go into work less. There's a lot of things I'm going to stop doing to make sure that I'm healthy, because I realize I'm not strong. I'm strong because I take care of myself. I'm happy because I make space for happiness, and I don't expect myself to be doing exceptionally well when tough times happen. When I lost my mom to death, it was hard. It took a while to heal that, and I gave myself time to heal. We need to do that. When relationships change, when careers change, so when we get illness scares, whatever it may be, we need to take time for that, to even listen to these podcasts even more, or do the things that help us to be happy even more, not less. That's another lesson. A third lesson that we can remember is, this is the big one I learned from that professor of mine, is that when things are going really well, don't take more on. Just keep going. Keep plugging along and do the things that are healthy. It's like this. We have a tendency when things are going well to take even more on. And what I've learned to do is I first set aside time to be healthy, to be happy, period. These are things that I know I need to do every single day to be happy. And then I do them first, and whatever's left, then I do more of that. If you look back over this podcast and the dates, you'll see some gaps there saying, I wonder where Dr. Puff went. Those were just times I needed more to take care of myself and to be healthy. It's important to do that, to take time for ourselves when things go awry, not to take less time. And when we're successful and things are going great, we have a tendency to assume that everything's going to keep going this way. I mean, think of athletes. Can they be in great shape and then stop working out because they're in great shape? No, they have to keep working out. We need to do the same. We commit to, no matter what happens, no matter how well things are going, we commit to taking time to be healthy, to be happy. And there's one more lesson I want to talk about burnout. This is an important one too. It's that we may get burnt out. We may, for whatever reason, get out of shape in our happiness. The important thing is not to judge that. It's just to say, got out of shape. Time to get back into shape. Get back into happiness shape. I deal with that a lot in my work as a clinical psychologist. People had lives that were going great, and they got off. And I just helped them get back in shape. And shame is not helping us do that. When we're shameful, we have a tendency to stay stuck. When we're kind to ourselves and say, whoops, got off, just going to get back on again, we have a lot better potential to get back in shape. Because kindness, positive thoughts and feelings work great, particularly when they're aimed at us through ourselves. We are the judge, we are the jury of ourselves. If we are kind towards ourselves, then we can do great in life. If we're harsh towards ourselves, we're not going to do well. It's going to be really hard to get back in shape. I mean, sometimes we do things that are very silly and we may hurt people. But once we have done what we need to do to make amends, then we go forward. It's not that we're going to get everyone's approval. That's impossible. So don't even try to do that. It's not going to happen. We can have enemies to the day we die. People that hate us, that think we're disgusting, all kinds of things. Just try not to go down that path of getting everyone's approval. I've never met anyone that has 100% approval from everyone. It's not going to happen. It's not. So why even try? People can hang on to grudges forever, but mostly, as long as we don't fight them and just work on making good decisions now and taking care of ourselves, they kind of get quieter, they don't get as loud, and we just go forward with our lives. So what we have to do is realize that if we got out of shape, we can get back in shape. And the way to doing that is just to do it, just to get back into doing things that we know work, not for shaming ourselves for what we did or didn't do, but just get back on to getting in shape, because we've done it before, so we can do it again. If we've never done it, let's do it for the first time. But we have a tendency to be quite hard on ourselves. I say it so often, hopefully you're not tired of hearing it, but kindness works. Kindness works a lot better. Kindness, particularly towards ourselves. No matter how many times we mess up, we just get back on. Keep going forward and work on having happy lives. And we get off again, we just get back on and work on having happy lives, no matter how many times it takes. I often think about that professor, because he really did make a positive influence on my life and had a lot to teach me before and after his life events happened. I wish I had had a relationship with him where I could have talked to him, perhaps helped him to get back on the course of being happy and influencing people. He made a great impact on my life. I'm sure he could have made a lot more impact no matter how far he got off. We know people in history like that, that got off and went forward to make good decisions and make good influence on other people. It's important not to judge others. It's important not to judge ourselves. It's important just to work on being happy, loving people, and doing the best that we can. And if we get out of shape, happiness shape, if we get burnout, we just get back on, be kind to ourselves, and work towards every day leading a life of happiness. We all can do that to the day we die if we do it one day at a time. That's the key. Today is a new day, and today we can work on leading happy lives. And if someday we get out of shape again, if we get burnout, we just say, oops, got off shape. Now it's time to get back into shape. We can do it no matter what. Thank you for joining me on the Happiness Podcast. If you'd like to learn more about the world of happiness, please go to www.happinesspodcast.org. That's happinesspodcast.org. If you're enjoying these podcasts, I'd love a review from you. You can go to the website and you can leave a review there on Yelp or on Google+. There are little icons on the left-hand column. It'd be great to have one from you. Until next time, accept what is, love what is.